There were points over the weekend, especially on Saturday, where I did not think Barrett was going to live to see Sunday. My son is 14, and there's just a lot going on right now.
I think just being 14.
Yeah, just being 14.
Yeah,
I get it.
There's a lot going on.
And from what I hear, he's a good kid.
Yeah.
Like every parent says that about their kid, probably.
No.
I think they do. Most people believe their kids. And from what we hear from others is that he's a good kid. When we're not around.
He is a good, good boy.
That's the thing you're always worried about. How you act at home, one thing, but when you're out around other humans, you are
he's a good and kind human, yes.
We like to believe so. But we're gonna kill him.
I'm surprised that he's still walking.
He left for, 2 week YMCA camp.
Right.
On Cape Cod.
Nice.
No contact.
Perfect.
No devices.
Later.
Bye.
See ya.
But also, I'm like, I love the kid. And I like
him
being around.
You can love him, but you don't need to be with him 24 hours a day.
It's causing a lot of emotion and conversation between my wife and I. Are we terrible parents because we're happy to see him go?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
This is just the way of the world. Like, you're with people all the time, but sometimes it's just nice to have a day where he's not dictating your whole life.
In previous years, we were, fighting this. Oh, my gosh, he's going to be gone. We're not going to be able to talk to him for 2 weeks.
Oh, I know. I remember the first time he went away.
Right?
Every day. I don't have a letter yet.
617-655-1234. Kristen is from Dover. Hello.
Hello. How are you guys?
I'm conflicted. I'm not going to lie.
Well, it's awesome. It's part of the whole grand plan of the universe, which is your kids get older, they're ready to be more independent, and you are really getting ready for them to go. All my friends with kids going off to college are saying, oh, yeah, I thought I'd miss him, but I'm really ready for him to leave.
They say absence makes the heart grow fonder, Carson. And it's okay to have a little time, just you and Lana, and a time where you don't have a 14-year-old constantly dictating every moment of your life.
It is a battle.
And for him, I'm sure it's great to get away from you, too. So this is all encompassing. It's okay.
Yesterday, he was getting ready to pack up all of his stuff, and when I say he was getting ready to pack all of his stuff, we packed every single thing. I said to him,
of course you did.
You've done nothing. We packed it all. We got it all. We did everything. Could you please make your bed and throw away that soda can on your nightstand?
Let me guess.
Guess what happened yesterday after we got back home from dropping him off at camp?
The soda can was there and the bed was unmade.
Bingo.
He knew he was leaving, my guy. And you'll forget about it by the time you get back. So... He was like, they'll never get mad at me.
I'll never get in trouble for this.
I'll never get in trouble. I'll be gone for 2 weeks, and then they're going on vacation. Forget it.
Well, or you said it to him, and he said, uh-huh, and then it zoomed right out of his head.
Did you make up his bed and throw it away?
Of course we did.
Why would you do that?
Because I don't want bugs.
Okay, the can, fine, but why didn't you leave the bed? Then he had to come home to it.
No, it would look gross.
Yeah. Kristen, you're pretty wise about these things. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Well, hey, I have 2 teenage boys, so you know.
Oh, God. I'm sorry.
Well, no, actually, they're big now. One's 22 and one's 19. But
even
we
better.
Through it all.
You made it.
Thanks, Kristen. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
All right. Anna Lee, is that right?
Hi.
Hi.
From Milford, New Hampshire. I'm a little conflicted here with our feelings. What do you think?
I think that it is totally normal to say, screw them kids. I have a 7-year-old with a lot of personality, and as soon as she gets out of the car when I drop her off at summer camp, it's like a big wave of relief.
Do you feel something lifted off your body?
Absolutely. I love an independent queen, but just that much personality for mom to handle all the time is just too much sometimes.
Oh.
So absolutely, team, screw them kids.
And in the middle of getting him ready for summer camp yesterday to drop him off, he decides, he's a lacrosse goalie. And one of the things lacrosse goalies do to work on their hand-eye coordination is juggle.
Okay.
So I've taught him how to juggle because I know how to juggle.
Oh, that's great.
So as we are trying to fold up and pack up, he now has these 3 wiffle balls that he is juggling around the house. And he's hitting Lan upside the head, and he's hitting me, and he's hitting the dog. And then it flies off into the fireplace and gets covered in soot. And what do you think he does, Kennedy?
I'm going to guess he just takes it out and keeps struggling.
And soot goes everywhere. And I'm just like, I turned to Lana. I was like, did we drop him on his head when he was a baby?
There's things that I would do in front of Lana and things I wouldn't do in front of Lana, and do anything that might mess her house up is like at the bottom of that list.
Oh, I'm so happy to see him go.
I'm happy for you.
Jason is from Plainville. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning. I am Team Screw Those Kids. Get rid of them. I have two almost 22-year-old and an almost 19-year-old, and the 19-year-old's about to go to college, and the older one's about to go back to college, and I told them, nope, you don't have a full-time job in this area. I don't want to see you. I don't want to talk to you. I stay at school. Get your stuff done. Let me and Mom relax, and I don't want to pick up after you, because the same thing. You left the can or whatever in the bed unmade. Yeah, my kids don't make their room, no matter how. I think we're going on years now, so get used to that. Get used to it.
We're
going to
make T-shirts, Team Screw Them Kids. Years.
I think this is something we just need to talk about when back to school happens.
During orientation for my son, this college is having a housing problem, and they said, oh, the freshmen are guaranteed to have housing. And I'm in the back of an auditorium because I asked the question, and he goes, you know, unless you want him to commute. I go, no, you own him. I'm like, I'm paying my tuition. You're taking him. There is no gives backs. It's just like his mother. I asked her parents, hey, is there a return policy? No, there
no
is
kids
not.
Backs.
Your problem now.
Screw them kids.
Screw them kids. Thank you, Jason.
Oh, my God.
Screw them kids.
I mean, really, isn't that why you have them? So that one day you can say, because I said so, and then one day so you can say, get out.
I'm so conflicted.
Don't be conflicted. Everything you're feeling is perfectly normal.
No, thank you for that. It's Carson Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy.